Just 20 days now until the Iowa caucuses, and on the campaign trail, candidates are talking about the NFL, Canada, Bill Clinton's past infidelity. And in South Carolina over the weekend, Dr. Ben Carson spoke about growing up poor.
As a kid, growing up in poverty, I hated poverty. You know, some people hate rats, some people hate roaches. I hated poverty. I was absolutely certain that I was born into the wrong family.
Touching on an issue there called generational poverty, poverty that travels from one generation to the next, not in his case. Well, a nonprofit program in Atlanta is helping parents break the cycle. Sam Whitehead of Here and Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting reports.
The first thing you need to know about Lucille Perry is that she has a great laugh. The second thing is that she works a lot.
I got here at 7, and I will leave like at 4:30. I have to be to my next job at 5:45, and I'll probably get up at 10 tonight.
Perry works 3 jobs, 7 days a week. She cleans houses, she babysits, and she's an administrative assistant at Trinity Presbyterian Church in Atlanta. That's where I spoke with her during a lunch break. Perry says that work nets her just over $2,400 a month before taxes. That's above the poverty line, but she says she barely makes ends meet, and she's not the only person she's supporting.
And my mom told me, she's like, if you go to work, you're going to have to pay bills. And I'm like, I'm a kid still. I don't want to do that. I guess I'll go to school and you take care of me for another 4 years.
That's Perry's daughter, Keita Miles. She has a great laugh like her mother. But there's one thing both Perry and her daughter hope they don't end up sharing.
I always tell her that I don't want you to be like mama. Have to work these 3 or 4 jobs to make a living.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to be living check to check.
And that might be possible, thanks to an Atlanta nonprofit.
Our overall mission is to end the cycle of generational poverty, one child at a time.
Nell Benn is the executive director of the Agape Youth and Family Center. It's an outreach arm of Trinity Presbyterian Church here in Atlanta, where Lucille Perry works. Agape's goal is to keep kids, like these, playing in the center's parking lot, from falling into the cycle of generational poverty. It's getting them to graduate from high school and go on to college.
If we can get that child into college, then we begin breaking that cycle.
Their focus is hyper-local. Agape only serves around 200 children in the Bolton Road neighborhood of Northwest Atlanta, and only children that qualify for free and reduced lunch. The center offers after-school programs for younger kids and in-school support for high schoolers. They also help students through the college application process. But Ben says the biggest challenge is giving those children something intangible.
A lot of our children don't have hope. They do not realize that college is a possibility for them.
I've never thought about going to college. I can tell you that now.
Keita Miles is one of those children.
My dream was with my niece. We were playing, talking about working at Waffle House. Oh, God, don't know why in the world we wanted to work there.
Miles started going to Agape in the first grade and stuck with the center through high school. Now, Miles is a junior at Spelman College, where I found her on a recent afternoon on her way to a bachelor's degree.
Without the Agape and without my mom, I wouldn't be in the same situation. I could have easily fell back into the cycle that my family was going into.
That cycle was one of working multiple jobs, of always being worried about making ends meet, of teetering on the edge of the poverty line. Since 2009, Agape says 100% of the children that have stayed in their programs through their senior year have graduated high school. And though a degree does not guarantee future success, it does tend to increase a person's earning potential, according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.